Hi, I'm Warm, an alcoholic. And Monica really caught me off guard, asked me this 10 minutes ago if I would speak, so I'm probably going to be all over the place, and I'm definitely up here shaking, so. Let's see. I grew up outside of Philadelphia. From what I remember, I had a really good childhood. You know, my parents are great. They're still married after 29 years almost. I'm the oldest of three, the only girl. And my middle brother and I were really close in age, so we were very competitive growing up. You know, we couldn't be outside more than 15 minutes before a fight started, you know, playing basketball, wiffle ball, whatever. But I had a really, really good childhood. My parents were really loving, supportive. So times I'll look back now and it's like, well, what went wrong? And I know my mom will ask, you know, what did we do wrong? You know, what could we have done differently? And there's nothing. You know, now I learned that there's nothing. It was just how I was born, just the way I'm supposed to be. I'm where I'm supposed to be right now because of everything that happened. I don't know if I ever really felt like I didn't belong. Growing up, I never felt like I belonged with a bunch of girls. I was a big tomboy growing up. I was always the one at my brother's baseball games playing run the bases and wall ball with all the guys while my friends were sitting on the bleachers, you know. This guy's cute, whatever. That wasn't me. I wasn't comfortable being that. I was comfortable, you know, playing around, you know, getting dirty, all that stuff. And I think that I know that definitely carried on as I got older because I would try to impress a lot of people. I would try to impress guys especially, you know, especially when I started drinking. Well, if I can hang with the guys, if I can beat them all at beer pong, then they're going to respect me. I thought that was some level of respect. Like, damn, this chick can drink. But, yeah, that's obviously not too cool when I don't remember the end of the night and, you know, get told, oh, yeah, you were real fun, but you kind of got to watch yourself at times. But, yeah, I guess, you know, I wasn't overly popular growing up. People knew me. They knew me as the jock, as more the athlete. So I wasn't, you know, total outcast. Nobody really shunned me. I got made fun of a couple times growing up. I remember getting on the bus in second grade and some guy turned around and looked at me and said, you know what, you're a shrimp in a pan. Don't know why that still sticks with me after all these years, but I just, for some reason, vividly remember that. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not so short anymore, and I'm like, I don't know. So, you know, it was kind of, I know my self-esteem wasn't too great because I saw all the real popular girls. They always had boyfriends. They always had, you know, something. My brothers always had their girlfriends growing up, and I was like, well, why can't I have a boyfriend? You know, what's wrong with me? But, so that kind of carried on more and more, and I figured, like I said, if I can, you know, hang with the boys while I'm drinking or, you know, beat this guy playing one-on-one, then he'll respect me, which my dad later told me that no guy wants to get beat by a girl. I didn't know that. I figured they'd be like, oh, damn, girl can play, so whatever. My bad. But I didn't start drinking real early. I guess I was 18 when I first drank, and I had gone over to Europe for my senior trip. And of course, it's acceptable to drink over there, so it wasn't really a big deal to me. You know, it was fun. I could have a glass of wine with lunch and dinner and stuff. And I didn't drink that much. I didn't get drunk or anything. So once I got to college, it was like, oh, free reign. You know, I can go all out. You know, all the athletes drink. So I just didn't realize that most of the athletes I was hanging out with were the guys, and, you know, any of the girls from my softball team weren't really drinking as much as I was. So when I first started drinking, I wasn't too bad. I really, you know, I didn't black out when I first started drinking. That didn't happen until later on. Like I said, I played ball in college, so there really wasn't too many opportunities for me to drink. I either had practice or a game most of the year, so, you know, when I first started drinking, I didn't want to jeopardize that. I went up to Pensacola to play softball at the University of West Florida, and did pretty well there for a little bit. I walked onto the team up there, then got a scholarship. Drinking still wasn't too bad. Well, I want to say it wasn't too bad because it didn't get worse until a little later. But, you know, trying to justify how I drink, and, well, you know, I'll drink, and, you know, if I drive my car, then I know I won't drink as much, which was never the case. And then I'd wake up in the morning and say, oh, I wonder how I got home, and then look outside and see that I drove home. But then be so impressed with myself that I parked completely straight in my parking spot, which I couldn't do when I was sober, I told myself. So I must be an amazing drunk driver, so I drive better when I'm drunk, so it's no big deal. Obviously, there's no dents or nicks or anything on my car, so wow, I must be great at driving drunk. Stupid. But it's kind of funny, my mom and I were talking about it today, about different things I do while I was drinking that to me didn't seem weird. I just figured that's how everybody drank, you know, a little pregame before you go out, you know, beer in the shower, then I had to get another beer outside of the shower because that one was already done, or mixed drink, whatever I was drinking that night, and then, all right, well, put my foundation on, so I take 3 chugs. And then did one eye, did another 3 chugs. You know, there's different games that I'd play. It's like, well, you know, I won't get too drunk if I play a game with myself. I don't know. But eventually, you know, and I still didn't see a problem the time that I didn't total my car, but was leaving a bar with a friend of mine. And, you know, I remember driving, so obviously I wasn't that drunk, that I told myself later. And almost missed my turn, so trying to make the turn, didn't take it tight enough and hit the storm drain and cracked the axle, my front axle on my car, which I was, you know, told my parents, oh, well, the dog ran out in front of the car, so I had to swerve to miss it, and that's why I hit the curb. But then just ended up leaving my car there so we could get towed later by the cops, because I didn't want to get in trouble and get a DUI. So, and that, even that didn't set in that I might have had a problem. It didn't set in the following year, which was my senior year playing softball, when I had been late for weights in the morning. We had weights at 6:30 three times a week, and I'd already been late 3 times, and not only got myself in trouble, but had made my teammates run, you know, 2 mile runs in the morning, 6:30 campus runs, and even that didn't sink in, you know. I was, in 2005, went out with a friend of mine for Halloween, and I told her I would drive because it was right after I'd had my accident and I had a rental car, so, you know, I'm not going to drive the truck drunk, it's a rental. Well, I told myself, I told her I'd drive because then I'd only have a couple, I'd have an excuse and I wouldn't drink that much. Don't remember much of that night, except waking up to my roommate banging on my door saying that my coach had called her to say that I was late for weights again. So, ended up going to my coach's office that afternoon, and she still didn't kick me off the team, which kind of was how things kind of happened most of my life, is that I would stay in the background for the most part because then nobody would ask questions. And even in high school, you know, my talents got me so far that I almost felt entitled that I could get away with things and I wouldn't get in trouble, because I usually didn't, because it was, oh, well, Moore's a good girl, she wouldn't do anything bad. So that's kind of, it carried on. You know, it happened in high school. My coach didn't bench me even though I was late for the bus, just because I wanted to get a Slurpee at 7-Eleven. And, you know, I didn't get kicked off the team. You know, it should be 3 strikes, you're out. I should have been off the team. But my coach told me that she thought I was a good person and I was a great player and I had a lot of talent, so she didn't want to let me go. So, and I even remember my teammates asking me, you know, saying, you know, we think you have a problem. If you need any help, let us know. And I remember saying, okay, yeah, I'll let you know. You know, yeah, I think I might have a problem. But I never did anything about it. I wasn't going to stop. I ended up, after I finished playing softball, you know, still at school to finish, but that was just, there was way too much free time on my hands, way too much money in my pocket, but, you know, even though I didn't have a scholarship, I decided, well, I'll take out another loan. I'll quit my job so that I have time to play flag football, And with all the extra money that I had, you know, that just got, that got squandered completely and totally. And, you know, my parents had helped me out a couple months paying for my rent, because the $500 for rent always went towards my alcohol and going out. And finally my parents had enough and said, you know, we're not going to pay for you to, you know, stay up there. You can come live with us so that at least you're not costing us that much money. So I moved back down in 07 down here. And things were okay for a little bit, you know. I drank occasionally with my parents, and, you know, it really wasn't a big deal. I had, I guess I told myself I had no reason to really get drunk, and I didn't want to be drunk around my parents. So, you know, 6 or 7 beers, that's nothing. So, at least for me, it's not. So, I had gotten a job that some, you know, I looked for about 6 months, finally got a job at a really good place, started as a receptionist. And it was a really great company. I was doing really well, and they promoted me within a month and a half to the executive assistant, which I'm nowhere near qualified to be, but my boss saw something in me, and apparently I obviously let him down, because I got fired a few months after that, because drinking went way, way downhill. I got back together with my boyfriend from high school, and, you know, he had his problems, but, you know, we wanted to be together, and we enabled each other extremely well. So the past 2 years, things just continually spiraled downhill. Got arrested last March, you know, in 08, yeah, I guess in 08, for failing to appear in court for an open container charge, because I didn't have a job, so I didn't have the money to pay the ticket, and they're not going to arrest me on stupid shit like that. Wrong. They come banging on my door at 9 o'clock at night, so I ROR'd out of that one. That wasn't going to stop me, of course. And it finally ended last September. September 16th, 2009 is my sobriety date. My boyfriend and I had gone to the liquor store in the morning. Of course, I hadn't worked in a couple days. He wasn't working, so we had no money. So we did what we always did, went to the liquor store, and I stole a couple bottles, because I'm not going to get in trouble. He's not going to say anything to me. He likes me, so he's not going to notice when I shove it in my purse. So proceeded to do that. I ended up waking up to my boyfriend had called the cops on himself, to Baker Act himself, and with my anger issues, I went off and went off on the cops. So I got arrested for drunk and disorderly and for resisting without violence. So of course it was the cops' fault. You know, they had to bring the female cop in, and she didn't like me, so that's why I got arrested. Because she was just a bitch. So so I sat in prison, or sat in jail, and, you know, called my parents after, you know, got a hold of them a couple days later, and, you know, sat there telling my dad, you know, I don't belong in here, you know, I don't want to be in here. My dad said, yeah, you do. He goes, your life's shit. He goes, you can stay in there. You can stay in there as long as they'll keep you in there. He goes, I'm not getting you out. You know, and I was like, it's only $200. You can get me out. That's nothing. He's like, nope, you stay. But I luckily had my uncle and his partner. My uncle has 14 years. His partner's got 22 in the program. And he held out his hand and told my mom that to bail me out of jail, and that I could come live with them over in Fort Lauderdale. So about 4 days after I had gotten in the jail, my mom came and bailed me out, and the next day I met with my uncle and went to live with them for a couple months. And basically, you know, started from ground zero. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that. I was extremely lucky to have that in my life and have a family member who would reach out to me like that and, you know, give the message to another alcoholic, because I wasn't ready to hear it when he tried the year before. And I had finally hit a bottom where, you know, there was nothing left. If I hadn't gone to jail, I would have been living out of my car, if I would have been able to keep my car. I didn't have my boyfriend anymore. I didn't know, you know, I still have a relationship to build with my parents again. But I know, you know, yeah, there are days where it's like, you know, I wish things were back the way they were at times, just because maybe I'd be with my boyfriend, or maybe this would be this way, maybe this, you know, I wouldn't have lost my job, that was great, but that's not true, because my life right now is better than it was 6 months ago, than it was a year ago, than it was 2 years ago, and I just know that if I don't drink, I at least have a chance to have a good life and have a life that God means for me to have. If I drink, then I have absolutely no chance, because what's the point then, honestly? But I'm very grateful to be here, and I'm glad Monica asked me to talk, even though I know I'm just like, bleh. My face turned a bright red like it always does. I can feel that. My voice will start shaking, but I'm just very grateful to be here, and thanks.
At this time, we'll be passing the baskets. And